The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Let's jump right into something. This will take me a few minutes to set up, and then we're going to have a guest on the phone. Before we have that guest on the phone, I want to give some backstory that in the past I haven't shared on the air. That involves State Senator Frank Lissay. Frank loves to be on this show. Frank was constantly having one of his staffers call. The senator would like to be on the show. Oftentimes, Frank would come on, then didn't have a hell of a lot to say, and I was pulling teeth, but he really wanted to come on the show. One time, we had Frank scheduled for a half-hour slot, and his staffer called and said the senator would like that to be an hour. Well, the senator doesn't get to schedule the show. I do. I don't have Scott Walker on for an hour. I don't know if I would have, I would have Barack Obama on for an hour. He just wouldn't, he wouldn't stay that long. But yeah, I would have Barack Obama on for an hour. Always wants to be on the show. Frank has suddenly gotten very microphone shy. As some of you are aware, there's another talk show in Wisconsin that Frank doesn't want to talk to. Why? Let me give you the backstory. Actually, allow me to read to you from an editorial the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel posted last evening. The legislature might be ready to take yet another step to limit voting in Wisconsin. It's time, instead, for lawmakers to take a step back. A bill sponsored by Republicans that would limit the hours for early voting passed on a party line vote in November in the state assembly. Since then, it has kicked around the Senate, losing a 3-2 vote in a Senate committee last week. Let me stop there. That 3-2 vote is because Frank Lissay joined with two Democrats. Conservatives, who nobody would ever call Frank Lissay a rhino, are trying to figure out why the hell he would do that. I don't know. And by the way, a staffer told me that I would be getting a text this morning as to whether Frank would be coming on the show. I got nothing. I have received no such text at this point. He has also refused to talk to a Milwaukee talk show. Let me read some more from the editorial. This partisan anti-democratic bill is far from dead, and we wouldn't be surprised if Republicans try to push it forward before the end of the session. As you'll hear in a moment, that likely is going to happen. The bill would limit in-person absentee voting. And really what this is the early voting. Just think of the early voting a couple of weeks before an election, which, by the way, I oppose. Election day should be election day. I don't like early voting at all. But anyway, it's there, and people on both sides are going to start using it more and more. The bill will limit in-person absentee voting to 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, they say something that's true. There's no mistaking the intent here. Clerks in Milwaukee and Madison, Democratic strongholds, offered extended hours for voting during the evening and on weekends during recent elections. And presumably, a lot of the people who voted in that manner in those cities were Democratic supporters. Yes, why be able to vote all weekend, late into the night? I'll tell you why. Because they're busing people from all over the Democratic Party and its friendly groups to get people to vote. It's not necessary. Now, I agree the ideal thing would be uniform hours all over the state. But I see no reason why Frank should have voted against limiting the hours. That which the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel bemoans, I praise. But whatever the partisan fallout, municipalities have large numbers of voters, and it makes sense for them to make it as easy as possible for citizens to vote. Well, how easy does it have to be? As easy as possible, but no easier to try to avoid fraud. It's already ridiculously easy to vote in Wisconsin compared with other states. It just is. By the way, I finally got a text. Jerry, he's not available this morning. Thanks for listening, John. Now, well, you know he heard me say that, and then he sent the text. Jason's chuckling over there. You know that's exactly what happened. That should be something everyone can support. Early voting reduces congestion at the polls on Election Day. We favor extending this important Democratic franchise to as many people as possible. If longer hours during the election season help to promote voting, that's a good thing. It also invites packing people in. It is being manipulated predominantly by the left. But you are going to see more and more on both sides vote early. I don't like the early voting. I really don't. But I'm going to start doing it. It's there. I think this is watering down the entire election process. Well, then let's make it 4 weeks before the election. Let's make it 6 weeks before the election. Where do you stop with this? I believe Election Day should be Election Day. And it's amazing to me how they paint the picture that the hardest thing in the world to do is for someone to figure out a way to get out and vote on one day. But that's not going to go away anytime soon. So I'm going to be as critical as anyone. I will be as critical as anyone of Frank Lissay. Now my texts are going crazy. As you can hear the that's my phone on the counter here. Maybe I'll just leave it there so people can. Yeah, Jason says, yeah, do that. All right. Now we are joined by someone who is always willing to come on the air, especially when other state senators aren't, State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
All right. Now, I understand you're working on an amendment to this, so let's start by saying it doesn't appear that even though this was voted against in committee, in my opinion, an inexplicable vote by Frank Lissay, what happens next?
Well, actually, there's always two, frequently in the legislature, they're two identical bills, an assembly bill and a Senate bill.
Right.
And just because the assembly bill failed doesn't necessarily mean the Senate bill will fail. The elections chair, Mary Lozick, would like to have a separate vote on the Senate bill. I think we have an amendment now that it's at least been agreed to between myself and the assembly author, a guy by the name of Dewey Strobel from the Cedarburg area. And that amendment would say we can vote 45 hours early voting. The local municipality can pick those 45 hours between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m., but only Monday through Friday, so we don't have early voting on weekends. And there are a lot of reasons why early voting is a horrible idea. Of course, early voting can lead to fraud.
Yep.
It can create a situation in which you're dragging people in who maybe only be in Wisconsin for a day, something like that. It certainly creates a difference in ease of voting in different areas around the state. I certainly represent townships in which a clerk may only be in for 3 or 4 hours a week because they're rural townships and the clerk is a part-time job. You have other places in which you have full-time people. They may be in for 70 hours a week. So in the interest of fair elections and in the interest of honest elections, I think it's something we should do to make uniform the laws regarding early voting.
I agree with that. I would prefer uniform. But why not vote for this bill? You can always amend it on floor during debate, can't you?
Yes.
I mean, why not advance this bill as it is and then deal with it on the floor?
Well, we could do that. I'd like to get solid votes on the floor, too, because, you know, I think there's some legislators out state who maybe don't realize what's going on in Milwaukee, don't realize what's going on in Madison, and maybe as a result they don't care that much what's going on there. But if there's irregularities or wrong things going on in Madison or Milwaukee, it may not affect the local elections in areas like Sheboygan or Green Bay, but it does affect the statewide election.
But you have to be living in a cave if you're a lawmaker and don't realize the situation in Milwaukee and Madison. And even if you don't, what issue would you have? How would it adversely affect those in the rural area? Why wouldn't they just go ahead and vote for it? I'm really not getting this, Glenn.
Well, I think there's some people who feel that maybe full-time town clerks maybe don't want to come in during the week and would rather come in on a weekend. And I think,
what?
You know, we didn't even have early voting in the fairly recent past, so I don't really buy into that argument.
I don't get that at all. I'm going to be honest, that argument sounds absurd to me. I don't even really understand that. So, all right. So, is it your belief that before the end of this session, something is going to pass?
It had better pass, Jerry. I'm very frustrated if it doesn't. I mean, there are so many people who are working so hard to make sure their candidate wins in honest elections. And, you know, they're going to be working so hard for Governor Walker this time, so hard for the Attorney General candidate, or so hard for Ron Johnson in 2016. And now the Republicans are in charge, and I do think the Republican Party is the party of more honest and open elections. It'll be very frustrating if we do not do something about this early voting in Milwaukee County.
Talking with State Senator Glenn Grothman, let's take it a step further. As you know, it's been widely reported, there's a rift between the two houses, which are both controlled by Republicans. Robin Voss in the Assembly, Scott Fitzgerald in the Senate. What's your take on that? Do you see the relationship between the two houses, which are still controlled by Republicans, as more tense, less productive than it's been in previous sessions?
Well, you know, you have all these rumors of these two gentlemen not getting along. And I think the important thing is to work for a conservative, traditional agenda. And as long as they're both working for that conservative, traditional agenda, we'll be okay.
All right. Go ahead.
You know, but this is the type of bill that ought to be passed. I mean, you know, we're in a season now for hardcore Republicans in which we're having Lincoln Day dinners, in which the Republican activists are getting together. And I'll tell you, if this bill doesn't pass, the legislature has some answering to do.
I couldn't agree more. State Senator Glenn Grothman, as always, thanks for joining us, and I'm going to readdress this in 5 minutes. It's 9:18.
Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.